Welcome to Tribulation News with your host, Dr. Elizabeth Motke. Well, a lot has happened in the last couple of weeks, and like normal, I keep you in tune with what is really going on in the world. I do have the latest insider information that I desperately need to pass on to you. There are 18 nukes in North Korea, and 6 are currently in play. Preemptive strikes have been authorized. All that is needed is the green light. More United States Air Force assets have flown out to Guam. The 7th Bomber Wing from Dyess Air Force Base is gone. And this has been since then confirmed. Those are also B-18 Bones, a.k.a. Lancer Strategic Bombers, plus the E-6 Mercury. Looking Glass aircraft is gone, too. That's about hardcore as it gets in terms of nuclear assets on the move. Now, I want you to keep in mind, too, that there is this so-called failed satellite that isn't even failed and that is currently up in the air called the KNS-3-2, I believe. Don't quote me. But that is what it's called that the North Koreans launched. And it... when there are 4 payloads on it, and it is capable of taking out half of the United States grid whenever an EMP or however they decide to use it when they would strike us. So it's been going around that part of the world, and the North Korean people were very strategic in what they did. So... makes perfect sense to take out that part of the country, but it's also very disturbing and very dangerous, too. So I encourage you, if you're not already in that part of the country, be prepared. If you're already not, if you're in the other parts of the country, continue to get prepared, no matter what happens, because we're almost there. Also, many people were thinking that there would be a preemptive strike on April 9th, and obviously that hasn't happened yet, but who's to say it couldn't happen? So if there ever is a preemptive strike, which someone's about to strike, everyone is on standby, ready to go, worldwide, Russia, China, North Korea, South Korea, U.S., Guam, Japan, Iran, you name it, they're all involved in it, and they're on standby, they're ready to go. So, if there is one, do not go crazy, but stay calm, because there are, there's a major threat conspiring in Europe, England, and Italy, and I will keep you posted on that in the next couple of weeks, Lord willing, so that, you are even more prepared. And another one is, if there is conflict with North Korea, all movement within the continental United States will be severely restricted within 5 days after hostilities begin. So that means martial law will be declared once this does happen. And we are at that point. Everyone is just waiting. They're all on standby, including North Korea. Now we're just waiting to see who's going to strike first. That is how late the hour is, people. We are at least 1 second to midnight. No other way to describe it, but we are at that point. And I'll keep you posted as best I possibly can. Okay, now speaking of the war scenario, we have more to discuss as well. Keep in mind, Revelation 6, Revelation 9, Isaiah 17, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Yes, keep those scriptures in mind because that is what is being fulfilled and will get fulfilled very shortly. Remember, things do happen at a rapid pace, especially as we learn about from Revelation 1. And we're at that point. We've been at that point, especially since March 13th. So, yes, a time to be taking everything seriously like none other. Get your spiritual house in order, and if you do not know Jesus, please repent, confess of your sins, and name Jesus as Lord of your life before it is too late. And tell others about him and how he has changed your life for the good, and bring people to him so that people do not spend eternity in the pit of hell. Please do that. And if you do, email me through my website at tribulationnews.com, and I will get you resources and disciple you in your walk with the Lord as well. Okay, now with this headline, it's called Chinese Professor, 70 to 80% Chance of War with North Korea. Okay, this is on Infowars.com, and it's actually pretty short, so I'm going to just go ahead and read it to you. This is what it says. As a reclusive state prepares another imminent missile launch, a professor with the Chinese Communist Party has warned that there is a 70 to 80% chance of war with North Korea. There is a 70 to 80% chance that a war will happen because North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may want to use this opportunity to force a reunification of the Korean Peninsula. Zhang Liangui, a professor of international strategic research at the Communist Party's Central Party School, told the South China Morning Post, "The longer we delay fixing it, the more difficult the situation will become." He added, "China needs to seriously consider how to tackle the problem." Liangui's comments arrive in the aftermath of speculation that China is becoming increasingly exacerbated with its belligerent ally and is looking to shift away from the Hermit Kingdom. In February, a deputy editor of a newspaper affiliated with the Central Party School was suspended for writing a Financial Times piece in which he urged China to abandon North Korea. Observers are expecting North Korean missile launch within days as reports emerge that rockets have been moved into firing position. Yes, and that is correct. South Korea has said that its missile defense system will intercept the rockets if they are aimed at South Korean territory. I might also add, separate of the article here, that there is also increased troop movement going on worldwide, and that there is Pyongyang, the capital of Pyongyang, has told the people in Seoul, South Korea, the foreigners there, to evacuate. So we also know, since I said there's six nukes in play, we know that there are at least two on the ground and multiples ready. They're all on that eastern seaboard ready to go, as far as we know. There probably are a lot more in their planes too. So we just have to think out of the box, because it's going to hit the fan soon. But at the same time, make sure your spiritual house is in order more than anything, as best you can. Okay, and it goes on to say, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel told reporters yesterday that America is fully prepared to deal with any contingency, any action that North Korea may take, or any provocation that they may instigate, adding that Kim Jong-un was skating close to a very dangerous line. Okay, now a side note there, our country is not prepared. We are very weak, because not only did they do sequestrian cuts, 17 units of the Air Force were cut, and that makes us even more weak, which also occurred back in 2001 during the 9/11 event there too. So as you probably are noticing, we are repeating history yet again. So, and that opens up more possibilities of a false flag event to happen here for us to go to war with Iran. And with speaking of Iran, there has been a laser weapon over there that has been placed over there from our own country. And that laser weapon is capable of taking out an entire city. So that's how huge it is. And also with Iran, they have put on five more nuclear reactors too. Now, don't you remember recently in the news that North Korea opened up one of their nuclear reactors? These people want all-out nuclear war. We are that close, people. Okay. Last month, North Korea threatened to launch all-out nuclear war aimed at the United States and South Korea. While tensions with North Korea continue to build, financial experts are also predicting that a new world war is on the horizon due to a number of economic factors. All too often, war is a manifestation of simple economic entropy played to its logical conclusion. We believe that war is an inevitable consequence of the current global economic situation, writes Carl Bass. Former Goldman Sachs technical analyst Charles Nenner also warned of a major war starting at the end of the 2012 to 2013, which will crash the stock market. Billionaire investor Jim Rogers is also predicting that continued bailouts in Europe could ultimately spark another world war. Remember, currency wars lead to trade wars, which lead to world war. We are at that point with world war going hot. So they mention in there the economic situation. Now keep this in mind. Once the Koreas go hot, then we will have shortly thereafter worldwide economic collapse because of the fact that Japan is not too far from the Koreas, and medium-range missile launch can hit Japan. And if it's nuclear, it will totally take out that entire country or island, however you want to put it. That is how late the hour is. So the main place to be looking at for the economy is Japan. And Japan, like I said before, and have said before on BTR, that once Japan goes down economically, you will see the ripple effect worldwide. Now remember, Europe is about to fall economically. Asia, particularly China, is about to fall. South America is teetering as well. So it's just a matter of time. It's almost there. And this is what they want in order to usher in the so-called New World Order, and there's nothing new about it. And the Antichrist, which I mentioned before, which I totally believe to be the false prophet as well, is currently Pope Francis. And if you want to check out the website, Bible Light, LIGHT.net, and it gives you tons of information there, and it backs up God's word. And remember, take it as a grain of salt, but take it to the Lord more than anything. Don't just take me at my word. Now, speaking of more war here, South Korea says missile launching from North Korea is imminent. This was posted yesterday, so on the 10th. And this is basically the fact that they're saying it's going to happen. Everyone is ready to go. That's how close everything is. This is what the article says. South Korea has raised its alert level to vital threat amid indications that North Korea may launch a medium-range missile at any time as a show of strength. The South faces a serious threat from the North, as the latter has shown no signs of reprieve so far in the bellicose rhetoric against Seoul and Washington, despite diplomatic efforts to soften its position. The South and the United States have been endeavoring to ease tensions with Pyongyang through diplomatic means. However, the North leader is adamant to go ahead with his plans, apparently to target the South and military installations of the U.S. in the South. Remember, Kim Jong-un is 28. He is one of the youngest people in the world ruling a country. And so if you look at his actions, they have been foolish. And it also demonstrates that he needs Jesus really, really bad. And if you also look at every other country of the world, they're all ran by dictators too. So this is absolutely huge. And in this point in time in history. So regardless, we learn that they know that the threat is there. It is going to happen, and it will happen. Now, this was posted today. It is called, on the 11th, North Korean missile launch pad moved into firing position. Didn't I just say that North Korea was ready? They're the ones that are making all these threats, but they're not following through. To me right now, they look like a coward because they're not following through. I don't really want them to follow through, but, you know, you got all parts of the world over there, and some are in the process of getting over there. Either which way, when it happens in North Korea, when it goes hot there, it's going to become hot worldwide, because we're going to have, at some point, we're going to have a false flag happen here, whether that false flag is the economy or a nuclear bomb going off. Wherever the case is, something has to happen in order for us to go to the Middle East. And yet we're already preparing over there and have been preparing over there for the last 6 months to a year. So everything is definitely imminent. And like I said before, it's going to be a ripple effect. Once that happens, you're also going to see the economy crash in a matter of days or weeks. Not months, but days or weeks. And April, May timeframe is what they're looking at, apparently, what the Antichrist is wanting. So this is how late the hour is. I know I'm saying that phrase a lot, but that is the truth. We are at the lateness of the hour. We're just on the edge, on teetering, about to crash. That's how late we are. So here is some of the article, and this is what it says. A North Korean missile launcher has moved into the firing position with rockets facing skyward, Kyoto reports, citing a Japan defense official. The Japanese government is on high alert, citing indications that Pyongyang might soon launch ballistic missiles at its island neighbor. Defense Minister Itsunori Onodera said Thursday morning that so far Tokyo was responding by gathering a variety of information with a sense of tension, according to Kyoto. The Taiwanese government has become the first to advise its citizens not to go to South Korea as tensions in the region continue to mount. The country's foreign ministry advised residents to delay trips for business, holidays, and education, citing the unclear situation in South Korea. Several Patriot Advanced Capability 3 missile interceptor units have been deployed in Japan over the last few days to defend key military units in the country's capital city, Tokyo. One of the units was set up at the Defense Ministry headquarters in Ishigaya, however you say that word, in Tokyo's Shinjuku Ward. Now, speaking of Japan, I want to give you some information about Japan. They have this Article 9, which basically says that once Article 9 is no longer in existence, Japan can go to war. This tells me that they are prepared to go to war, because they have already set up ways of destroying missiles, whatever that is called. They got that prepared and ready to go. So at this point, like I said earlier, we are at that late hour, 1 second to midnight, literally. So I want to give you some advice on preparing as well, physically. When it comes to an EMP, you will know an EMP, depending on what part of the country you are or however it goes down, you will have your electricity go out, period, whether it's ground or up in the air. An EMP is up in the air, ground has been considered a nuclear bomb, obviously. So also have on hand potassium iodide, that will help as well. And like I've said before, and have said on my other programs with Blog Talk Radio, get as far away from the city as you possibly can. Have a bug out location and ready to go. Remember how I said earlier that within 5 days we'll be in martial law? So once it hits the fan, which it will, you better be bugging out and getting to a safe location and getting away from the city and away from people or whatever you need to do to try and survive. I'm not saying totally get away from people, but you're going to have to be looking out for yourself more than anything once this happens. So you have to be on guard. Think survival. Have your bug out bags ready to go and just trust in God that He will provide. You will be repeating the book of Acts and many other biblical books as well, since we're going back from the beginning of time till now. And so, yes, that is how late the hour is. So here's another one here that you need to know about. Pakistan. Now remember, they too have nuclear weapons. And so does India as well. And they've been getting ready in their own way because they know war is imminent. So with this particular article, it was posted on the 10th, excuse me, and it says, it's titled, Pakistan Tests Nuclear-Capable Intermediate-Range Ballistic Missile. Intermediate is like another way of saying middle-ranged. He goes so many feet. It's not a long-range missile. It's like halfway from a long-range missile. So this is crucial, too, because they could probably take out North Korea, and they could take out maybe Syria, maybe Iran. It's very crucial that we understand the bigger picture here. So this is what it says. Pakistan on Wednesday conducted a successful launch of the intermediate range ballistic missile, which can carry nuclear warheads, the military said. The missile is capable of carrying nuclear and conventional warheads to a range of 900 kilometers, an Army statement said. Pakistan today conducted a successful launch of the intermediate range ballistic missile Harf Shaheen 1 weapons system. A statement from the Army's Inter-Services Public Relations said. It is said the missile incorporates series of improvements in range and technical parameters of the existing missile. Today's launch, whose impact point was at sea, was witnessed by senior officials who deal with Pakistan's missile system. The officials who were present at the test included Director General of Strategic Plans, Division Lieutenant General Khalid Amid Kidwai, however you say it, Chairman of the National Engineering and Scientific Commission, NESCOM, Mr. Mohammed Iran Burney, and other senior military officers, scientists, and engineers. Mr. Kidwai, however you say his name, said that the improved version of Shaheen 1 has consolidated and strengthened Pakistan's deterrence abilities manifold. He appreciated the efforts of all personnel for their dedication and professionalism. He congratulated all scientists and engineers on the successful launch, the military statement said. Pakistan has several types of nuclear-capable weapons, and many of them can hit targets in neighboring India. Those would obviously be the short-range missiles. Goes on to say, similarly, India has also different versions of missiles which can reach any city in Pakistan. Both countries routinely conduct tests of missiles. They conduct tit-for-tat nuclear tests in 1998. Pakistan and India have fought three wars since the independence from the British colonial rule in 1947. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a brief one-minute commercial, and we'll be right back after these words. Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Maki. Thank you for listening today. Please make a donation at BBS Radio at radio station number 2 under the Tribulation News link. That is on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for your time and your willingness to listen to the latest news and latest information that is pertinent as we enter perilous times. Welcome back to Tribulation News with your host, Dr. Elizabeth Motke. Thank you for staying tuned to the latest news and information with your belief and trust in everything that the Lord is revealing to me to pass on to you. Okay, this next article, still pertaining to war, which should be the last article for now, is Tripwire to Armageddon. Iran vows to defend North Korea in any war with the U.S., UK to upgrade nuclear deterrent. Like I said earlier, Europe is included in that mix because things are conspiring over there as well. So, this still goes with Revelation 9. And here's what the article has to say. It was posted on the 10th. This is what it says. The Deputy Chief of Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, Major General Masoud Jazari, announced that Iran will stand by North Korea and defend it in a war between the United States and North Korea. Jazari made the statement on Friday, April 5th. He blamed increasing tensions in the Korean Peninsula on excessive demands by the United States, which he said was tightening the noose on North Korea. The Iranian military leader said that those aggressive activities on the part of the U.S. left the North Koreans with no option but to confront the big Satan. The nation and government of North Korea has always been subject to threat, despotism, and imperialism by the U.S. Therefore, they consider it their right to boost their own defensive power in order to inhibit their enemy, said Jarizi. The time is long past that the United States can bully other countries. And just to make sure Americans understand he means business, Jazari warned that America and her allies will suffer countless thousands of victims should Iran and North Korea be provoked into war with the U.S. The Iranian commitment to stand with North Korea is another move in an escalating exchange of verbal hostilities. Considered by many to be mostly posturing and military maneuvers that North Korea, South Korea, and the United States have engaged in over the past several months, the regime of Kim Jong-un has been issuing increasingly threatening announcements, including its boast that it has authorized the nation's military to launch a nuclear attack on the United States after reports that the regime had moved its second missile to the country's east coast. South Korea deployed two warships with missile defense systems. Early last week, the United States announced that it would deploy its advanced ballistic missile defense system in the Pacific in a direct response to increased threats from North Korea. While most countries with a diplomatic presence in North Korea expressed dismay over the escalating tensions, the Islamic Republic of Iran expresses support for North Korea. North Korea and Iran have been on friendly terms since the Iranian Revolution in 1979. In September of 2012, the two nations signed an agreement to cooperate on science, technology, and education, which many sophisticated observers understood to mean that North Korea will be, and indeed already is, assisting Iran on its path to nuclear weaponization. A 2011 United Nations report said Iran and North Korea are suspected of sharing ballistic missile technology, and both have been sanctioned by the UN Security Council for their nuclear and ballistic missile programs. So basically what they're saying is that North Korea and Iran are even more teamed up, more than ever, when it comes to having this hit the fan. Having war hit the fan. So, Revelation 9, as I've stated before. Now, here's another article that was posted today on April 11th that needs to be brought to your attention as well. And speaking of which, I want to pull up my article that I wrote to help put everything into perspective at this point that I also wrote on Before It's News. I'll do that one first because it will help to keep you focused on Christ and not to be thinking, oh, well, she's a fear monger and all that. No, there's no such thing as fear monger. There's no such thing as conspiracy theory because everything is now fact. Everything is fact. So say what you want to say about me. I don't care. Everything is fact. Okay, here's the article that I wrote, and I hope you find it encouraging, whether you believe in Jesus or not. Okay, the article I wrote is, "The Time of Testing is Here." And this is what I said. Much has happened worldwide in the last 2 weeks. A person who is asleep will become aware and shocked when all chaos breaks loose. He or she will not be able to fathom the level of evil that is present in this world that has been here since the beginning of time, 6,000 years ago. After all, the Bible says that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day, 2 Peter 3:8. Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3, are also significant as well as Nimrod in Genesis 10. These are two examples of many that show how everything is coming to fruition in these last days. Do any of you remember the article I wrote entitled Christians Under Attack, Where Spiritual Warfare is Real, as well as The Time of Testing is Near? What do these all have in common? The most basic answer is that we are living in the end times, and I would concur with that analysis. However, what is another theme? One can conclude that the war against us saints is on. This is what the Great Tribulation is about, which is the annihilation of us Jews and Christians who believe that Jesus Christ, who believe Jesus Christ is Lord. I might add that anyone who does not conform to the New World Order, those individuals will also face death. Jesus said that this would happen, but we also have examples in the Old Testament too. Here's what God's Word says as additional evidence for those skeptics out there. Daniel 7:21-22 in the New International Version says, As I watched, this horn was waging war against the holy people and defeating them until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High, and the time came when they possessed the kingdom. Daniel 7:25 says, He will speak against the Most High and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hands for a time, times and a half a time. Like I said before, that has already happened as of March 13th. We are in that last 3.5 years. Okay, Matthew 24:9. Then you'll be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of me. Mark 13:9-13 says, You must be on your guard. You'll be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them, and the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Luke 21:12-19 states, But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you'll be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm and you will win life. Revelation 6:9-11, John wrote, When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar those of the souls who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed just as they had been. Revelation 13:7 It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them, and it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Now I'm going to give instances of what is going on in the world, in our world today, particularly within America. One, the army is being trained that anyone who is a Christian is a number one threat. In fact, there are two articles that indicate that this is the case. Two, Colorado is demonizing Christians, and I'm sure many states will follow suit soon as it becomes perilous with World War III being hot, along with a worldwide economic collapse, nor for the new pope who is the Antichrist / false prophet to rule the world. Three, if a person goes in the chat room on any given radio show, one will face persecution. This has been the case for many others and me. Here's reality check, people. He is Satan in the flesh, and is the revived Roman Empire that is taking place today. I even wrote a couple of articles about this. Covenant is broken, and awake versus asleep. The line is being drawn like none other on who is for Jesus and against him. Which will you choose? I do not desire for you eternal damnation, but I hope you will choose eternal life, where there really truly is peace, with the Lord reigning forever. On this earth you will not have peace, but with the Savior of the world you really will. Isn't that what you long for before it hits the fan soon? I urge you now to repent, confess your sins, and to accept Jesus as Lord of your life. Acts 2:38, 3:19, and 4:12. As for the bride of Christ that is awake to what is going on in the world today, I want to encourage you to stay focused on Jesus like none other. Very soon you will see all of history in front of you. Please do not fear, but have faith to overcome. You have Jesus in your life, and you will do powerful things for him, as we see in the book of Acts. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. 1 Thessalonians 5, 15-18, Paul wrote, Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Matthew 5, verses 11-12 says, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Please remember that God is in control and he loves you very much. John 3:16 and 17, Romans 8, Romans 12, Hebrews 11 and 12. You're all in my prayers. Now is the time to lead with Jesus by your side or follow Satan. Which will you do? Okay, now, hopefully that redirects your focus and helps you to realize that is the heart of the matter of what is really going on in the world today. So, this particular article that is next I want to read to you is Japan Hyper QE Inflation Wars, Bank of England's Bail-In Secret, Buy Gold, Silver. Now, this goes with Revelation 13, but also Revelation 6. Many gold and silver commentators have repeatedly been shocked into silence as their expectations for a mega bull run to $2,000 continues to not only fail to materialize, but the markets appear to have gone mad in the wake of Cyprus's banking system exploding in spectacular style, resulting in the over-theft of a grinding percentage of deposits that could reach as high as 85%, as the following real-life example illustrates to what an 85% theft of this customer's bank balance at Lockheed Bank actually looks like. Well, if you think about it, 85%. If you have all of your money in there, you say you have $100, you're going to take $85 of that out. So you would technically have $15 left to your name. That is not good. Please get out of the banking system if you can. So, it goes on to say, writes the account owner, most calculating assets on our business current account are blocked. Over 700,000 of expropriated money will be used to repay country's debt. Probably will get back about 20% of this amount in 6 to 7 years. So basically, they do this by stealing from you, and they will do it in a time of crisis. They will do it. They've done it already in Cyprus, and Cyprus is a beta test to what is almost here. So then you also have the Japan QE Infinity going on there, but it's hyper QE Infinity. In fact, everything is jumping up, as you see according to the graph on this particular article. At the same time, their stocks and everything else that's going on with their economy is about to crash. It's been teetering, and it did that 3 days last week alone. So, but not only Japan, but the other Asian markets did too. So, Japan's actions should act as the latest serious wake-up call for all investors that governments will literally print an unlimited amount of money, which ensures that there can never be deflation, as many deflation fools still to this very day continue to beat the non-existent drums of, though I do note that a number of deflationists in the face of being wrong for many years have started to pretend that they have been aware of the inflation mega trend all along. Now, remember, Japan stopped printing money. But the only country in the world that's printing money still is us. So, remember, our dollar is backed by oil. So, that will cause hyperinflation once this war goes hot as well. So, despite the printing of money, you have the Bank of England's dirty bail-in secret. So, this is basically what this part of the article says. You think Cyprus-style theft cannot happen here? Like I said earlier, it can and it will. Think again, because when the chips are down, and the government has its back against the wall, then it will happen, and it would be far worse than which took place in Cyprus for the fact that Britain is not in the Eurozone. Therefore, our currency would plunge, will saving our frozen, whilst the government formulates a haircut. The net result would be that all savers would lose. No one would be left standing, as inflation would ensure that even if savers escaped the haircut, they would only get back a fraction of the value of their money after the haircut, which is why for several years. They're doing that on purpose in order to get you to be under their control, basically, is what they're saying. So once it hits the fan, very soon, then at some point, they will let you have your money back if you take the mark of the beast, as we see in Revelation 13. Do not take that mark. I cannot stress it enough. Do not take that mark, because you will spend eternity in the pit of hell. Do not take that mark. And it's counterfeit. That mark is a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit that is alive and living today in those who believe in Jesus. So like I say before, and have said before, if you believe in Jesus, and you confess and repent of your sins, and you don't do them ever again, or try not to repeat them ever again, you will spend eternity with the Lord. But at the same time, when you do that, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, as we see in Acts 2:38 and 3:19. So I am stressing to you that that mark is a counterfeit. Do not take it, because it will ruin your life. As we see in the book of Revelation, anyone that takes it is cursed. Okay, so the economy is huge. And here's another one that deals with the economy. Big banks more dangerous than ever. IMS Christine Lagarde says, also secret FDIC plan to loot bank accounts. George Soros, Germany must accept euro bonds or leave euro. That is how late the hour is. So this is actually a really short, no, actually it's a really long article, but I'll read some of it to help you get the idea of the picture. In too many cases from the United States of 2008 to Cyprus today, we have seen what happens when a banking sector chooses the quick buck over the lasting benefit, backing a business model that ultimately destabilizes the economy. We simply cannot have pre-crisis banking in a post-crisis world. We need reform even in the face of intense pushback from an industry sometimes reluctant to abandon lucrative lines of business. Almost 5 years since Lehman Brothers collapsed, she said, the oversizing banking model of too big to fail is more dangerous than ever. We must get to the root of the problem with comprehensive and clear regulation. Regulators have forced banks to increase significantly their loss-absorbing capital buffers since the crisis, but are still working on resolution mechanisms that will allow giant lenders to fail without hitting the taxpayer and threatening financial stability. So it gives more information on how dangerous they are after that. So if you get the chance, go to Steve Quill's site at stevequill.com, and you can read all of these articles there as well. So here's another one. Someone praising the Pope, make him have to be Jesus when he's not. He is a counterfeit. And this particular article is posted on April 9th, and this is what it says. UN chief hails Pope Francis as a global spiritual leader. Now, I want to remind you that the Vatican funded and put together the UN. Yeah, because remember, the Vatican is ran by Jesuits. And the Jesuits' whole purpose is to conquer the world and take out Judaism and Christianity. And by them exalting him the way they just did, that is not good. So that goes with Revelation 13 and practically all of Revelation and all the Bible prophecies that pertain to the end times. So this is what it says. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Tuesday hailed Pope Francis as a spiritual leader of the world and emphasize goals of justice, of social justice. Social justice, by the way, is a means of saying socialism. And as it goes on to say, shared between the Vatican and the United Nations is very important to meet a spiritual leader of the world, Bond said at the start of his meeting with the Argentine Pope, who last month became the first non-European leader of the world's Catholics in nearly 1,300 years. The Holy See and the UN share common goals and ideas, said Bond, one of the first world leaders to be received at an audience by the new pontiff. Francis has called the Roman Catholic Church to be closer to ordinary people and help the needy, as well as to reach out to people of different religions and non-believers. We discussed the need to advance social justice and accelerate work to meet the Millennium Development Goals, Bond said after the meeting. The international community has undertaken to meet goals including eradicating extreme poverty and hunger and reducing child mortality by 2015. You know, they say that, but they're not going to do it. Their whole purpose is the complete opposite, which is to have poverty and to kill off innocent children and adults. That is what their purpose is. It's all a big lie. He goes on to say, Pope Francis is a man of peace and purpose. He's a voice for the voiceless, he said. Huh, kind of reminds me of what and how Jesus conducted himself. But the difference is Pope Francis is a counterfeit. He goes on to say, Bond said he also invited the Pope to visit the United Nations at his earliest convenience. The UN leader also commented on the Pope's choice to name himself after St. Francis of Assisi, saying that was a powerful message for the many goals shared by the United Nations. It speaks loudly of his contentment to the poor, his acute sense of humility, his passion and compassion to improve the human condition, he said. What did Jesus do? He spent time with the poor. He spent time with the sinners. And that's exactly what this so-called Pope is doing. Jesus is more humble, more godly than this counterfeit, okay? This counterfeit is demon-possessed, obeying Satan himself in everything that he does. And if you look at him on TV or see a picture on the internet, it kind of puts you in a trance. So do not fall for any of his crap, okay? Yes, I'm using the word crap because it is. So just keep that in mind. I do not want you to fall for this great deception that is greatly upon us. And since I've given you a heads up, now you will not fall for it, I pray. It goes on to say, Bond gave the Pope a large book with the Charter of the United Nations in six languages. The Pope, who also spoke in Italian, gave Bond a mosaic of Rome, Agency Francaise Presse. So that was huge, which I need to bring to your attention, because ever since he came to power, the world has been exalting him. Yet he is clearly a man of evil. He's a man of perdition, as mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. The next article that I want to go through, but I'm not going to really go into a lot of detail about, is Maryland governor passes unconstitutional rain tax. Now, don't you remember that they also want to pass, our government, the federal government wants to pass a tax, a carbon tax, and that may include going through the gas. When you go and get gas, have an extra $1.40 there, or in your everyday households, I think it's through even electricity or whatever the case is. That's their way of putting the blame on us, saying that, oh, we're the cause of global cooling and warming and all that. No, it's not us. They're the ones not taking responsibility. That is why this so-called rain tax is now taking place in Maryland. Because evil has corrupted our country like none other in history and worldwide. So it is so important that you get that. Keep this in mind on the tax issue, okay? It's the way I want you to get what I'm saying is the sense that think back in Roman times, okay? During Jesus' time, they taxed everybody on everything. And all their citizens were dirt poor. They even had a law against owning a sword back then. They didn't want people to defend themselves. And what's going on now in our own country? They want a nationwide gun ban. That's why I stress to you more than ever, keep your gun at all costs. And you have to defend yourself. And since I'm expecting, I'm going to have to defend myself because I want to keep my baby alive. So, whatever the case is, it is so crucial that you do not give in to any of this so-called taxation. And keep in mind, too, that it is a part of the revived Roman Empire. They are the ones changing the dates and times that Daniel spoke of. So I'm really not going to read it much, per se, but basically, they're going to pass all these crazy laws in order for them to have more power and money and control and to take over the world. And it's just, it's pure stupidity. Now here's another one. IRS, we can read emails without warrants. All right. Daniel 12, because of the increase of knowledge going on. So basically with this email, this is what it says. The Internal Revenue Service has claimed that agents do not need warrants to read people's emails, text messages, and other private electronic communications, according to internal agency documents. I also want to mention to you that what the IRS is doing, they are also looking at Facebook and Twitter accounts, too, to see if you mention anything about your taxes. And they will come after you if you do. So, do not use social networking from here on out. You should have actually stopped using them March 11th on. So I encourage you to stop using social networking if you can. And if you're addicted, I'm sorry, but you've got to stop that addiction and cut yourself loose. Get yourself off the grid. Okay, then it goes on to say that the American Civil Liberties Union, which obtained the documents through a Freedom of Information Act request, released the information on Wednesday. In a 2009 handbook, the IRS said the Fourth Amendment does not protect emails because internet users do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in such communications. A 2010 presentation by the IRS Office of General Counsel reiterated the policy. Under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986, government officials only need a subpoena issued without a judge's approval to read emails that have been opened or that are more than 180 days old. Privacy groups such as the ACLU argue that the Fourth Amendment provides greater privacy protection than the ECPA and that officials should need a warrant to access all emails and other private messages. I completely agree. If they don't want to look at my stuff, they should issue a warrant. It goes on to say, traditionally, the courts have ruled that people have limited privacy rights over information they share with third parties. Some law enforcement groups have argued that this means they only need a subpoena to compel email providers, internet service companies, and others to turn over their computer-sensitive content. But in 2010, a federal appeals court ruled that police violated a man's unconstitutional rights when they read his emails without a warrant. Despite the court decision, U.S. versus Warshak, the IRS kept its email search policy unchanged in a March 2011 update to its employee manual, according to the ACLU. An October 2011 memo obtained by the ACLU, an IRS attorney explained that the Warshak decision only applies in the Sixth Circuit, which covers Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. But the attorney noted that if a service provider filed the search request, it would likely result in protected litigation, meaning that any leads from the emails would be stale if the IRS ever obtained them. The IRS did not respond to a request to comment. The ACLU also submitted requests for documents from the FBI and the Justice Department on their policies for email searches, but has not received responses yet. Now, you probably might be wondering why I mentioned Facebook and Twitter earlier. They are going in the actual particular social networking sites and looking at what people have to say and do so they can also round up anyone that believes in Jesus as well. So do not fear. Trust in God. Remember, He is in control. But keep in mind, too, it's also best to be one step ahead of your enemy and get yourself off the grid as well. It goes on to say lawmakers in both chambers are working on legislation that would update the ECPA to require a warrant for emails and other private online messages. At a hearing last month, Elena Tieringel, the acting Assistant Attorney General for the Justice Department's Office of legal policy agree that there is no principal basis for treating emails differently depending on how old they are. Okay, so this ends our show, and I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you found it very helpful, and I pray that you are more prepared spiritually as a result of this show, besides what is going on in the world physically. Remember, this, what is going on is a spiritual war coming manifest in the physical. So please keep in mind that God is in control and that God is bigger, and He will help you through it. Remember, you will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So trust in Him. The times of testing are here, and He loves you very, very much. Thank you for listening, and please feel free to listen on Blog Talk Radio as well, Tribulation News. And God bless you. Have a great night.